Yeah, Champ, obviously, he's got a quad injury. If we were playing this week, I don't think he'd be able to play. Should be fine for Pittsburgh. Tom Nalen is out for the season. You know, he's got that torn bicep. Nate Jackson tore his groin. It's a bad tear. He'll be out for the season. So, obviously, we lost, you know, two guys in that game, and everybody else kind of, you know, just minor injuries that should be back.
Just talk a little bit about Chris Myers, and obviously he's got experience as a center, but hasn't played early in the game. You like the progress he's made?
Yeah, we're not going to get into that right now relative to who's going to fill in what roles and those type of things. You know, what type of moves we're going to make and all those type of things. You know, we got a bye week coming up, and we've got some time to make those decisions. And obviously, we won't even get into that until, you know, after the game.
Is that one of the most difficult positions, though, to fill with Tom because of the way, you know, he runs everything?
Well, obviously, you know, Tom, I believe, is the best center ever to play the game. That's what I really believe. You know, he played the whole game with a torn bicep in the middle of the first quarter. Not many guys would do that. So, I mean, it kind of gives you an idea. Couldn't even run inside running plays because he said run outside running plays because he couldn't, didn't have any strength in there. But kind of gives you an idea what he's made of.
Is Esslinger healthy?
Pardon me?
Esslinger, is he healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you worry about an injury like that ending Tom's career?
No, he should be fully recovered in 4 months, so it's not a career-ending injury. Should be fine, ready to go next season.
You need surgery?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 4 months recovery time.
When will he have the surgery?
I really don't know. Remember, I just came back positive. I mean, so I'm sure it'll be probably within a week.
Can you talk a little bit about Nate's emergence this year?
Yeah, Nate's done a great job. And, you know, for him to be out of that game, you know, when he did, I knew it had to be serious because, you know, he would play hurt. He'd even play injured. But anytime you tear a groin, that's pretty serious. And it's a bad tear, too, so it'll take some time.
I know Tony Scheffler's had kind of a slow process coming back from that injury, but it seems like the last couple of weeks he's kind of gotten his footing. You feel good about having somebody like that in reserve with Nate's injury?
Yeah, Tony, he's healed up from his broken leg. He's got some practice time, some playing time over the last couple of weeks, and he should be ready to go.
Are you comfortable that Chris Myers or Esslinger could do the job if you wanted them to?
Yeah, we're not going to get into the ifs and buts about that position for obvious reasons, but I've got the confidence in a number of our players, and you know, you've got to prepare for that, and even though you don't like to. But we've got a couple guys that could fill that void.
If Ben were still here, would he have moved over?
Yeah, Ben would have been natural to go in that position. And, you know, it's one of the positions that he really wanted to do even when he first came here. But that's not an option, obviously.
Was there no shot for Ben, I mean, with the concussion, or was he getting to the point where he was better and it was just time was running out on?
To be honest with him, after talking to him and talking to him and his wife, I just didn't feel like it was in his best interest. You could tell that he wasn't right, and he had never been hurt before. He's always played hurt, and to see what he was going through, I just didn't think it was very, very smart for him.
Was Champ's injury a tear? How would you
characterize it? MRI was negative.
Negative?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it was like a pull? Would you describe it as a quad pull?
Or? I'd say it's sore. A pull, you know, the MRI would be, you know, it'd be positive that there's, you know, some type of tear in there. So there's no tear, but it is quite sore.
Like, obviously, there's so many areas yesterday that went wrong. What right now going into the bye is your greatest concern?
Well, offensively, you know, you get the ball five times inside the 35-yard line and you come away with 3 points, you're disappointed. You got to be able to finish drives. You know, you can move the football, but you still got to put in the end zone. You know, defensively, you know, you make a couple mistakes and you give up 150 yards and two runs, and all of a sudden the guy's not in the right gap against a guy like Turner or LaDainian Tomlinson. You know, they're going to make some big plays. And, you know, we got behind the eight ball early and we had three turnovers, and all of a sudden that snowball started rolling.
With all the, you know, the injuries piling up now and three losses, are you worried about this team going forward in the second?
phase of your season at their line?
No. Not worried.
Is it possible to make major changes during the bye on defense?
Major changes won't be made.
Won't be made.
Just got to get better at what we're doing.
Are you comfortable with your personnel?
Yes. Just got to do a better job coaching them.
You expect Javon back right after for the bye? I mean, he said that rest is kind of what he needs.
We'll find out, you know. To say that right now, a little premature. Obviously, in a couple weeks, he's got a couple weeks, so hopefully with this bye week, he'll be ready to go next week to tell you for sure. You know, I can't do that.
I mean, obviously, you've been in the game a long time. Have you had a season that's kind of gone similar to this point, you know, with the, you know, the rushing problems or something similar with?
No, haven't.
Are you kind of scratching your head a little bit about?
No. Not scratching my head.
Michael, you guys are struggling so much in run defense. How much that falls on Jim Bates? What kind of job is he doing, do you think? Is it the players not learning the scheme? Is the scheme wrong?
I'm not, you know, it starts with me. I could get him better prepared. I haven't done a good enough job getting prepared.
When you say prepared, what do you mean?
What's that?
When you say prepared, what do you mean?
Well, that means when you give up the type of yardage we gave up. It's not good enough, and we'll go back to practicing the little things and get better. Very similar to what teams have done in the past, starting out slow and hopefully finishing strong.
A lot of guys have said it's the little things. What do you characterize that as being? What are little things to you that are?
No missed assignments. You know, you can't have missed assignments. Gap responsibility. No missed coverages. Obviously, you know, there's a bunch of things. You know, as a coach, your job is to put them in all the situations as many times as you can so they don't have to think they can react. And if they don't, you know, then it comes down to coaching. It's my job to make sure they feel more comfortable week in, week out. And when you get beat like that, then do a good job.
So you have a couple of practices this week, and then everybody's going to be off till the weekend? How are you going to do that?
We'll practice Tuesday and Wednesday. Today's our day off, and we'll get two good practices in. We'll come back Monday.
I'm sorry. Is it hard to balance between getting them on the field and getting them rest? Is that something you've adjusted over the years?
No, not really. You know, you get plenty of rest. You've got, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then Monday they come back, and Tuesday's off, so, you know, they get plenty of time to rest. We got some work to do, and we'll try to get that done over a couple of days.
Did you watch it this
in Monday?
Did you watch the game this morning?
Uh-huh.
Again, did you feel better or worse? Or
well, anytime you get beat like we did, you don't never feel good. You go and you look at the positives and the negatives. There were some positives, which we don't need to get into. But I'm encouraged, even though it doesn't even yesterday wasn't good representation. I'm encouraged about this football team and the chances we have, even with our injuries.
What did you see that you're encouraged about? Why are you encouraged?
Just play by some players.
Mike, will the time off in the next week and a half be when you do practice, regular type practices for a bye week, or will it be kind of a let's go back to training, mini basics situation?
A little bit of both. A bit of both. Won't be game day, but we'll do what we need to do to improve. Very similar to what happened after we played Cincinnati that day, after we were 4-4 and gave up about 275 yards.
You said yesterday you were embarrassed. What kind of sense do you get from the team itself about the way things are going? Not specifically yesterday, but just the way things are going.
You'll have to ask them.
Will you pat them up this week?
Possible. I don't give up that information very quickly.
If I asked again, would you tell me?
No. No, I
wouldn't. You know, you talked about yourself and coaching and all that. What can you do differently? I'm sure you haven't changed much of that.
Oh, I'm not going to get into detail on it. I think we understand what I'm saying. We got to do the little things better. If you do the little things better, then you got a chance to improve.
injuries in the offensive line harder to deal with than other positions, except quarterback maybe?
I think so. I think offensive line takes a little bit more time than most positions.
Without getting to specific names, most of the guys who would be candidates to go in there have had experience in the system for 2-3 years. Do you feel good at least about that you have people who have run the system? You're not throwing somebody young.
You just like to ask the question a different way to get an answer?
No, I'm not asking about a specific person, but you know, all your reserve players are generally, except for Ryan Harris, have had experience.
Yeah, we've got some people in there that understand our system that'll do a good job filling the void.
You run running plays out of different formations sometimes.
No, good question.
How much responsibility does the play of your linebackers have in the run defense problems?
It's a combination of everything. We're not going to get specific. You know, you can ask the question 1,000 different ways. You know, it's 11 guys working together. We're a little off right now. We're going to try to get it corrected.
Brandon Marshall was kind of vocal about the fans yesterday. Would you say anything to him, maybe not to do that, or have you talked to him about that?
What did he say? I don't even know what he said.
Just basically said, call them bandwagon fans for leaving.
I would have left too.
Did you consider it?
No, we normally don't play like that, so I wouldn't criticize anybody for taking shots at the way we played yesterday.
You said you see some good things. Is one of those things the way the division shaped up early in the year now?
Yeah, I think that's obvious, you know, as we talked about last week, you know, New England was 1-3 and wound up winning the Super Bowl. I know they didn't have a game like we had, you know, but Indy's defense didn't look too good either early. They came around and played quite well, and I got a lot of confidence that we'll step up and play much better.
Do you want the players to totally get away? I mean, or do you think, you know, during this bye week, or do you think that, you know, some initiative to do some things on their own, you know, during the off time?
These guys are grown men. We got a schedule, and whatever they like to do with their time off, they'll do.
Any trouble with Travis Henry's ankle or knee?
No. No, he's fine.
In addition to Nayland's obvious talent, which you talked about,
No, anytime you lose a great player, it hurts you. But that's part of the National Football League. The guy's got to step in and fill the void. But yeah, I mean, losing a guy like Tom Nayland obviously is a big blow to us, our football team. Captain, great leader, played 3/4 of the game with a torn bicep. Most guys would come out of the game. I mean, he just said it was a little sore. He knew he tore it early, but. You know, we only had 6 offensive linemen in the game too. You know, there's no way he was going to come out. So, it gives you a little idea of his mental toughness and what he brings to the table.
In your years of coaching, I mean, does that rank up there in terms of, you know, somebody playing through an injury because of the circumstances?
No, he's been that way since he's been here. I mean, it would surprise me if he didn't play with a broken leg. You know, that's just the way he is. Yeah, you have to spend a little bit more time and make sure that quarterback's comfortable, you know, with the snaps. And it's mainly when a guy reaches on, you know, like the outside running plays where, you know, kind of get a feel of, you know, how you ride them and different things along those lines. They've been taking snaps, obviously, for a long time. So it's usually a certain type of running plays and sprint out sometimes that usually cause a little bit more work.
I know we're a little bit out from this, but do you get any better sense of how Rod is progressing?
I would say that I'll get a better feel maybe at the midpoint of the season. You know, right now he's not ready to go. He's making strides, he's jogging, but you can see he's not in football shape yet.
It's too early to say if he can contribute this season at any point.
It's too early. Anything else? Sure, nice to see you guys again.